弟兄姊妹早。
Brother and sister, good morning.
这个诗班，这首诗歌，拿得着我的心，得着我的一生。Take my life and take my heart. 诗班这首歌实在是非常非常有意义的一首诗歌。
The hymn that was just sang by the choir has a lot of meaning.
我们今天的题目是借我赐恩福。
The sermon of today is make a blessing of me.
今天唱一首歌里面啊、真美好，还记得这首歌？
Do you remember the song that we just sang? Everything is wonderful.
这首歌说耶稣真美好，使我的生命成为美好。Jesus make beautiful things of my life. 耶稣在这里面，在我们的生命里面有很多的事情，它会使它成为美好。
Jesus have done wonderful things in our life.
那么今天的讯息事实上是延续啊，我们一连串的活动到这个月一直到现在，上个礼拜现场为止到上个主日的讯息，今天是 follow up 延续的。
Today's topic is continuation of our dedication program. It will continue to the end of this month.
今天会深一点，但是会对你很有帮助，也对我们众人很有帮助。
Today's topic may be a little bit deep, but it will help us. It will help the congregation.
因为你实在愿意神得着我们的生命，得着我们的心。
You really want to have God have our heart.
而且 take our life,
take our life.
在历代之下，请你们把圣经打开好不好？
Let's open your Bible in
历代志下，历代志下第一章。
Second Chronicles chapter one.
第一章，然后你们就把头抬起来。
Please raise your head.After you have opened up the Bible to Second Chronicle chapter 1.
我们上个主日的上个礼拜六我们做了什么事？
What did we do last Saturday?
有没有告诉我？
Can anybody answer that?
献堂。
We had a dedication.
那么从献堂上个主日信息，我们罗马书十二章一到二节，对不对？他叫我们要做什么？
From last week's sermon in Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2, what did it taught us to do?
他叫我们要献上当作活祭，活祭。
It basically taught us that we have to sacrifice ourselves.
这里面个人是献上活祭，对不对？教会是不是也要献上活祭？
It tells us that we have to make self-sacrifice, but that we also have to make sacrifice of the church.
注意我听我讲的话。
Please pay attention to my...
教会成为活祭，不是你，不是我。这里面特别强调教会成为活祭。
Make the church become a living sacrifice. It's not you or me, but the church.
所以变成 church living sacrifice, 成为一个教会献上，教会献上活祭。这里面要从这一句话的意思要了解的话，我们需要了解。所罗门献殿的整个来龙去脉。
To understand this, we also need to understand how Solomon also dedicated his church.
因为所罗门不只献了殿，他的祷告里面让我们知道他是把他整个的以色列民族全部献上去了。
In Solomon's prayer, we know not only he dedicated his people church, but he also dedicated all of his people.
所以上个礼拜六有参加献堂的，全部被献上去了。
So those who have also attended the dedication service, we also have dedicated everything to our Lord.
所以上个礼拜来的人举个手好不好？有参加献堂典礼的人举个手。
Those who attended dedication, please raise your hand.
你都献上去了。
Yeah, dedicated yourself to it.
You 是一个活祭了。
You're part of the living sacrifice.
这些事情发生不是你我愿意做的。
The things happen is not because of our will. Now.
或者你我愿意做，但是不够深入。
Maybe you and I were willing to do it, but it was not very, very deep, deep.
所以神就亲自找了所罗门。
So God has sent his Solomon.
历代志一章七节里面。
In 2 Chronicles,
一章七节,
chapter 1, verse 7.
当夜神向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。
That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask for whatever you want me to give you.
神当夜向所罗门显现。
That night God has appeared in front of Solomon.
是所罗门找神还是神找所罗门？
So did Solomon went to find God or God went to find Solomon?
这里面好告诉我们很清楚，是神找所罗门。
Here it tells us very clearly that God went to seek Solomon first.
而且所罗门他跟所罗门讲说，你要你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。
Here God asked Solomon, said, ask for whatever you want to give you.
所罗门这里面神向所罗门讲说，你愿我赐给你什么，要我赐福给你什么，你可以求。
Here he asked the God asked Solomon and said, ask for whatever you want.
所罗门就求了智慧。
Here Solomon asked for wisdom.
什么叫智慧？
So what is wisdom?
有没有人可以告诉我什么叫智慧？
Can anybody tell me what wisdom is?
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So,
fear of God is the beginning of the wisdom. 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Fear God is the beginning of the knowledge.
所以所罗门在求什么？
So what Solomon is seeking?
Fear of God, 敬畏神。神，所罗门向神求敬畏神。
Solomon was asking God that he can be feared to God.
这个东西使得所罗门真正神找所罗门，所罗门想要接续他父亲建殿的这个东西非常有意义了，具体化了。
This has a lot of meaning because his father asked him to see God.
今天我想借这个讯息也告诉我们所有华人福音会的人，神找我们要向我们显现，叫我们建殿。
So I, today's sermon, I also want to tell the congregation that God also asked of us.That we must also dedicate.
所以在二章一节，历代志下二章一节，他说所罗门定义要为耶和华的名建造殿宇，又为自己的王自己的国建造宫室。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 1, Solomon gave orders to build a temple for the name of the Lord and the royal palace for himself.
所以所罗门这个时候有意象了。
Now Solomon now has a vision.
他知道他为什么建殿。
Now he understands why he had to build a temple.
不是因为我父亲要建殿。
It's not because his father wanted to build a temple.
因为神要建殿。
Because God wanted to build a temple.
他要我们献上。
He wanted us to dedicate ourselves.
神要不是我们要建在这边East Brunswick 这边买这个堂。
It's not because we want to buy a building here in East Brunswick.
因为神要在 East Brunswick 得到一群人。
Because God wants to have His people here in East Brunswick.
他住在这里面。
He wants to live here.
成为你个人的神。
He wants to become your personal God.
你成为他个人的儿子儿女。
You become His personal children.
所以所罗门当神向他显现的时候，所罗门终于在二章一节里面，他定义要为耶和华的名建殿。
As God appeared in front of Solomon, Solomon now understands that he must build a temple for God.
所罗门是有智慧的。
Solomon has a lot of wisdom.
神有没有智慧？
And does God have wisdom?
神也有智慧。
God also has wisdom.
所以神当所罗门知道神的一个智慧的神要建要为他要为他建殿的时候，他一定有一个计划。
So as Solomon understood that because he has the wisdom that he understands what God wants him to do, he decided that he wants to build a temple.
七节第二章七节里面告诉我们，他说
7, it told us,
现在求你差一个巧匠来，就是善用金银铜铁和紫色朱红色红蓝色线并进于雕刻之工的巧匠，与我父大卫在犹大和耶路撒冷所预备的巧匠一同做工。
Verse 7 Send me therefore men skilled to work in gold and silver bronze and iron and in purple crimson blue yarn and experienced in the art of engravingTo work in Judah and Jerusalem with my skilled craftsmen, whom my father David provided.
然后在第九节的时候，这样可以给我预备很多的许多的木料，因为我要建造的殿宇高大出奇。
In verse 9, to provide me with plenty of lumber, because the temple I built must be large and magnificent.
所罗门要求这个中文这里没有写 Hulan、啊、一个王跟他提供送一个巧匠来。
Here King Solomon was asking Hiram to send him a skillful craftsman.
然后 要他预备很多的材料。
And also ask him to prepare a lot of material.
所以所罗门建殿一直有计划。
Here Solomon built a temple, he had a plan.
而且他给这个建殿的计划定了一个目标。
He also had a goal for this temple.
也是他的目标。也是他的目的。
It was also his goal.
他的 purpose.
And his purpose.
他说是为神的名建造的。
He was building the temple, to be the witness of God.
是献给他的。
Is to dedicate to him.
在这里我们可以看见，所罗门在这里面建殿的时候是有目标、有蓝图、有细节。
Here we can see when Solomon was building the temple, he had a plan, to build the temple.
我们电献电献完了，
献完。
我们献电已经完成了。
Oh, we have completed our dedication.
我们的建筑也做好了。
We have completed our building.
我们下一个是什么
？What is our next step?
我们知道是献做活祭。
Now we have to be the living sacrifice.
我们如何献祭
？So how do we become a living sacrifice?
今天我说的题目就是借我赐恩福。
Today the sermon is make me a blessing.
我希望我从一个短，先从一个短啊、短的这个啊、录像带里面，我们先看一个人没有手没有脚，原来在他生活里面、生命里面找不出任何的一个目的跟意义的人。
I'd like to use a short video clip to explain to you that because this person, when he was born, he had no purpose in life.
但是神却 make beautiful 在他的生命里面做了奇妙的事情，使他要成为别人的祝福。
God has done a wonderful and miracle on him, so he can become a blessing to others.
好，我们看一下吧。
It's my privilege this morning to welcome Nick Wojcic back to Bristol Cathedral with a very special message for our power congregation.And the title is Victory in God's Grace and Perfection. In 1983, Nick's parents were very excited about the most joyous moment of their life, the birth of their son. But they were speechless when he was born with no arms and no legs. Where was God in this tragedy? Nick and his parents prayed fervently that God would give him arms and legs, but God answered their prayers.Was an even bigger miracle. Today, Nick is here to tell us how he is truly a miracle of God and he is. Before Nick comes up, I want you to take a look at this video.
My name is Nick Wojcic, and I'm from Australia, and this morning I want to share with you my testimony as to how God has given me great strength and comfort through my disability.And how you can have victory, peace, and joy in your life, even if circumstances are still present in your life that don't make sense or cause your world to turn upside down. This is the way to thank that God is opening up doors for me to preach, and for me to share the love and hope that we all can have in Christ, and share this, that life is a journey.With God, you're not going to know everything. And life is such that sometimes you fall down, you can't get up. Let me just explain to you. Let's say that there's the Bible, and I want to go to the Bible. Now, if I want to touch the Bible, the Bible's not going to come to me. I'm going to go to it. Okay? How do I go to it? It's how I'm going to start levitating and going, right? Right? That's not going to happen. Right?You take one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. But there are circumstances which push you Now, to illustrate my point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump off the table, do a back twist, and land on the floor, okay? Is that cool? I'll try not to break my arm. All right, here we go. Ready? One. Are you ready? No? Just let me know when you're ready. All right, ready? One, two. I'm joking, man. I did that last year to sprain my ankle. All right. But let's say I want to get my fall down like this, ready? What do you do when you fall down? You get back up. It's okay. See, it should be impossible for me to get back up. Go home and tie the hands and feet of your children, push them over. It's fine.
诞生了以后，他们嘴巴都没办法，就是没办法开口，因为他一诞生之后就没有手，没有脚，他们就在问说：“神啊，你在哪里？”他们为神祷告，说求神给他的小孩子有手有脚，但是神回答他们的祷告，就是说我会在他的身上有更大的奇迹。所以今天我们可以看到神正是在 Nick 身上有一个很大的奇迹，因为神给了他有给了他力量，给了他平安。他虽然是有没有手没有脚，但是我们可以借着 Nick 身上也可以看到神在他身上还是有很美丽的一个圣战。所以他这边又讲说 Nick 在这边分享，人的生命就像一个旅途，我们要跟神一同同步。有时候我们并不知道什么事情会发生，但是当你跌倒之后，你没办法站起来之后，就刚他自己倒下去的时候，前面有一个圣经，他要我们一步一步的往前走，走到神的面前。但是有时候有一些情况下逼着你没办法，逼着你会跌倒，而且没办法站起来。就刚刚他讲说，这样子没有办法站起来的话，要不要他一直往前跳跳跳，然后最后一个翻个跟斗？那他又开玩笑讲说，他翻跟斗的话会伤到他的手，会伤到他的脚。你们也看到他没有手没有脚，也不可能会伤到他的手他的脚。那他就是讲说，如果你跌倒了怎么办？你怎么起来？有些人会讲说，你要靠自己起来。但是他说这是一个谎话啊，因为我们可以借着神，神会帮助我们，我们可以借着神带我们起来。我们站起来之后，借着神带我们站起来之后，我们要因为神是我们个人的神，我们要跟他说话，有什么事情我们就去求他。我们来教会的时候，并不是就是仪式上每个礼拜天来教会做敬拜，我们要把我们的心也献给他，我们要每天跟神分享我们自己心里面的事情。他在
哥林多那边他也说到，神的恩惠是够我们用的，借着神的力量是能够补足我们每一个人的缺点。他大致上就是在讲这些。
慧兰，你的儿子刚刚的见证是 Alan 还是 Alex？
Alex。
Alex， 在两岁的时候开心手术，他开的时候他问了一个问题：耶稣在我的心里面吗？
So when Alex had the surgery when he was 12, he asked, "Was God in my heart?" Of course.
耶稣现在在你的心里面吗？
Now God is in your heart.
你为什么坐在这里？
So why are you sitting here?
什么目的你坐在这里？
What was the purpose you sitting
here? 什么意义你坐在这里？
What was the meaning that you're sitting here?
华人福音会在这边的意义是什么？
So what is the meaning of CMC here?
华人福音会的价值在这边是什么？
What is the worthiness of CMC here?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
现在主借着很短的时间，我们愿你自己再一次与我们聚集。
Heavenly Father, we'd like to use this short time that we may gather in front of you.
你的同在丰富。
Your blessing and your presence with us.
你充满我们每一个人。
You fulfill every one of us.
愿你的平安跟喜乐带领着我们。
May your peace continue to guide us.
愿你启示的灵也在我们心中引导着。
May your Holy Spirit continue to lead us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好的。今天我用两处经文。
Today I'd like to use two verses.
你们知道哪两处经文吗？
Do you know which two?
第一个经文是哪里？创世纪十二章一到四节，对不对？里面谈的是什么事情？
The first verse was in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4.
你要记得这一段是讲什么事情。
So what did this verse talk about?
这一段我们一起来读一下好不好？
Let's...
我念你们听就好了。创世纪十二章一到四节里面，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
The Lord has said to Abraham, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
这里面提到了，你要叫别人得福。
Here it's talked about to make blessing.
你怎么样成为别人祝福，这是神的命令。
How do you become other people's blessing? This is the command of our God.
神呼召亚伯拉罕，就从这边祝福开始，由他传到所有的国、万国、万族、万民。
This is the calling of Abraham, from God, that he will go out and bless the all nations.
因为这边想，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Here it says that you will make all nations to be blessed.
孩子们，你们是不是你父母亲的祝福
？Children, are you also your parents' blessing?
你是不是你哥哥姐姐弟弟妹妹的祝福？
Are you also blessing of your siblings?
如果你不是，神说你必须是。
If you said no, God said you must be.
孩子们，不，父母亲，你们是不是孩子们的祝福？
Parents, are you also your children's blessing?
你是不是你配偶的祝福？
Are you also your spouse's blessing?
你是不是你家庭的祝福？
Are you also blessing of your family?
你是不是一个非常好的 leader?
Are you also a good leader?
如果你说我一半一半，
If you say I'm half half,
神说我要使你成为祝福。
God said, I want to make you a blessing.
其实在这里面，这一段经文，神告亚伯拉罕，事实上是叫亚伯拉罕成为他世代的一个领袖。
Here God told Abraham to become the leader of all nations.
他要亚伯拉罕离开他父亲的家族，到一个地方去发挥功用。
Here the Lord told Abraham to leave the country, and to leave his father's household.
所以，真正神使我们成为这个祝福，乃是要叫我们在生活、生命的经历里面成为别人的祝福。
God want to bless us so we can be blessing of others.
神呼召领袖。
God's calling leaders.
基督徒就是领袖。
Christians are leaders.
你说我怎么可能成为一个领袖呢？
You would ask, how can I be a leader?
因为你服侍你那个世代的人。
Because you're serving the people of your generation.
你成为那个世代的仆人。
You become the servant of that generation.
所以你成为领袖。
So you become the leader.
神叫亚伯拉罕去成为仆人。
Here God told Abraham to become a servant.
然后使他成为领袖。
So he can become a leader.
因为他分别为圣。因为他分别为圣 ，is a sanctified for God。所以事实上，整个的事情，在我们来看成为祝福的时候，如果用第一段来讲的时候，神其实是叫亚伯拉罕成为万族万民的仆人。
So you can see from the purpose of this, he wanted Abraham to become the blessing of all nations.
现在在万民世界上讲什么叫领袖呢？就是有影响力的人。
Here, if we talk about leaders, people with influence,
就是有权柄的人。
The people has power.
神也叫我们去成为这个世代的领袖。
God also tells us to become the leader of this nation.
去发挥我们的影响力。
To show our influential power.
什么影响力？
What are the influential power we have?
神的品格跟性情。
It's God's nature as well as His personality.
没有别的。
There's no others.
你愿为首，就愿为仆。If you want to be chief, then must be humble yourself, become a servant. 所以说，在这里面，你看整个神借我施恩福的时候，一开始把这个造亚伯兰的时候呢。就是要他成为一个什么样很伟大的一个祝福。
So at the beginning of the blessing, you can see that God has made Abraham to become the great blessing.
这个祝福伟大不是因为这个人伟大。
The great blessing is not because of this person.
因为刚刚的这个 无手无脚的人已经讲了，他说神的能力在软弱人身上显得完全。
You can see that God had performed a miracle andPerfection on Nick, who has no arms and no legs.
这一个人能够成为一个祝福，成为自己的祝福，成为他父母的祝福，成为别人的祝福，乃是因为他神在的生命在他里面。
Because God has lived in Nick's life, so he can become his own blessing, the blessing to his parents, to his family, as well as to others.
如果没有神的性情品格在他里面，那么他没有用处。
If there was no God's personality and character in his life, nothing would work.
那就是生命了。
That's life.
基督徒得救得着了是什么？
So if the Christians were saved, what did we get?
救恩。
We have the resurrection. We have the salvation.
救恩得到救恩的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of salvation?
与神亲近。
So we can be closer to God.
神说亲近我，我必亲近他。
So God told us, if we're close to Him, He will also be close to us.
亲近的结果产生什么？
What is the result of that?
我们生命的改变。
It is the life changing.
如果神要借着我们能够成为一个赐福的人，我们必须有生命的改变。
If we want to serve our God, then we must also have a changing life.
神对亚伯兰讲说，你要离开，往我所要指示你的地方去。
Here, the Lord told Abraham to leave your country.
离开就是悔改。
Here to leave is the change.
除了 change 之外，更有 repent 的意思。
Also has the repent.
因为神说那个是他不喜欢的。
This is the things that God does not like.
你不是单单不去做而已。
You're not only just not doing.
因为你不想伤神的心。
Because you don't want to hurt God's feeling.
孩子们，你的父母亲叫你不要做这个，不要做那个。
Children, when the parents tell you not to do this, not to do that,
你说好，我就不做这个，不做那个。
And you may say, okay, I won't do it.
我爸爸妈妈不在的时候，我来做。
When the parents are not around, I will do it.
这不叫做离开。
Now, this is not leaving.
这不叫做悔改。
This is not repentance.
这不叫做改变。
This is not changing.
因为本质上你还是你。
In your nature, you're still you.
我们刚刚也提到了，神向所罗门显现的时候。
We talked about when God appeared to Solomon.
所罗门终于明白建殿的意义跟价值。
There he understood the meaning of building the temple.
因此他定义要来建殿。
So he decided that he wanted to build the temple.
他事实上说我他想要见电视乃是因为他的智慧乃是神问他要什么时候他要求智慧
because when he seek for the wisdom from God and that's what the wisdom said that
这个智慧就是敬畏神的智慧
the wisdom was also to fear the Lord
神是非常详尽的一个神 God is the detail God 如果你不是一个很细节的人你不太认识神也没办法在生命中里面迅速成长
So if you're not detail oriented you will not be able to see God that you may not be able to go
on 为什么说神是一个非常详细的神呢
Why would I say that God is very detailed
圣经从头到尾把神宇宙一切的奥秘讲得详详细细
In the Bible that God had explained the deep, in very details of the beginning to the end
神盖会幕的时候指示摩西清清楚楚
When God wants the Moses to build 会幕
Tabernacle
When God asked Moses to build the tabernacle he gave him all the details
神给所罗门大卫要建殿的时候也非常详细
So when God told Solomon or David to build the temple he also gave him all the details
很多时候我们就感觉神在讲圣经的时候尤其立位记出埃及记反反复复我们感觉真像我们的父母亲啰里啰嗦的
in a couple of books that basically talked about all the details going back and forth it's kind of like your parents continue to tell you to repeat all the things
小孩子们，你们有没有这种感觉
？Children, do you have this feeling?
Jake said yes.
Jake said yes.
Okay, 那是因为我们不太知道我们父亲的 character， 我们的父母亲的 character.
That's because we don't know our parents' characters.
神要我们认识他的 character， 他的品格，他的性情。
God wants us to understand his character, his personality.
他是非常详尽的一个神。
He is very detail oriented.
所以我常常讲，基督徒。有神的性情一定成为一个智慧人
So if the Christian has God's personality will become a wisdom people
一定在公司是一个好助手好帮手
He will become a good worker at work
一定在公司里面是一个好主管
And at work it will be a good leader
一定在家里面是一个好父亲好母亲
At home it will be a good parent mom,
一定在家里是一个好儿子好女儿
At home, you'll be a good son or daughter.
因为神的性情是非常详尽的。
Because God's personality is very detailed.
所罗门向神要人要这个哈兰王给他巧匠，还有预备很多的木材。
Solomon asked King Hiram asked for all the skillful craftsmen as well as material to build the temple.
神把华人福音会你我在时间空间里面带到这一个点跟时间上
God has sent each one of you to CMC
他会不会就说哦你们到那边就好了
Would he say you guys just go there and that would be okay
如果神会这样做你满足吗
If God just tell you that's enough will you be do you think that's enough
你会不会满足你不会感觉说这是一个详尽的计划
You know, you will probably say that this is not a good plan
那么神的计划在哪里
So what is God's plan?
马太福音28章16节到20节
It's in
Matthew 28 章16到20节 Chapter 28 Verse 16 to 20
Matthew chapter 28 verses 16 to 20, the Great Commission.
这个时间发生神以耶稣已经要准备升天了。
Here, this is about a time where Jesus is about to raise to heaven.
11个门徒往加利利去到了耶稣约定的山上。
The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus has told them to.
他们见了耶稣就拜他。
When they saw him, they worshipped him.
然而还有人疑惑
There's some doubt.
这里面的疑惑呢这个字在希腊文里面新约圣经只出现两个地方
Here in the New Testament the word doubt only appears twice
一个在这里
This is the first appearance
另外一个地方在马太福音14章31节
Second appearance was in Matthew chapter 14, verse 31.
你们知道马太福音实际上在讲什么吗？
Do you remember what Matthew chapter 14 was?
我可以跟你讲。
I can tell you.
他说耶稣在海面上行走，结果呢，他们以为是什么？以为是鬼怪，然后自己就害怕，最后呢，彼得要走过去，也没有信心就掉下去。这里面耶稣就赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
In Matthew chapter 14 basically talked about that Jesus was walking on water and Peter trying to walk on water to go see Jesus, but his faithhad doubt, so he basically fell through, and Jesus hung on to his hand and told him, you of little faith.
在希腊文里面没有小信的人。
In Greek, there's no little faith.
只有一个字，疑惑。
There's only one word, doubt.
中文翻译说你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑？
In the Chinese translation, basically said that you have little faith.Why did you doubt?
因为中文的翻译呢，照着字根来翻译。
The Chinese translation was translated by the root of the word.
就是小信。
Little faith.
所以疑惑就是小信。
Doubt is little faith.
信心不够。
It's insufficient faith.
神向亚伯拉罕讲说，你要离开本族、本地。父家往我所要指示你的地区。
Abraham told Abraham to leave his father's household, to leave his own nation.
你知不知道亚伯拉罕为什么叫做信心之父吗？
Why do we call Abraham the father of faith?
因为他献以撒吗？他是不是献以撒？
Oh, did he sacrifice Isaac?
他的儿子。
His son.
是不是？
Is that right?
是吗？
Yes.
其实因为神第一次跟亚伯拉罕要求的时候是一个非常不合理的要求。
At the first time God had asked Abraham to sacrifice, it was a very unreasonable request.
因为他出父家的时候75岁。
As he left his father's household, he was already 75.
亚伯兰出哈兰的时候已经年75岁了。
When Abraham left Haran, he was already 75.
那更不合理的东西在这里，就是往我所要指示你的地方去。
So he was already 75, that the unreasonable request from Lord was to ask him to go to other nations and leave his father's household.
他没有告诉亚伯兰去哪里。
He did not tell Abraham where he was going.
他只是说叫我叫你去我要 你去的地方。
Just to go to the place that I'm going to show you.
亚伯兰之所以成为信心之父，乃是因为他的信与他的顺服 trust and obey.
It's because Abraham, the father of faith, with trust and obey, just follow God's command.
你我这一生中被神带到这个时间时刻里面，你生命中还有一些事情，有没有办法信而顺服？
So in your lifetime that we're here, brought by God, in life, in time and space, that have you,
你还能不能信而顺服？
Can you also believe, can you also have faith as well as,
我们的信心需要成长。
Faith needs to grow.
这里面马太福音里面讲说他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
Here it says that when they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
这些人是谁？
Who are these people?
是犹大吗？
Was it Judas?
是不是？不是吗？几个使徒去？十一个嘛，对不对？
Eleven disciples went.
这个多马去了没有？
Thomas went.
多马这个事情是多马发摸耶稣的复活的身体之前还是之后？
之后。The time after or before Thomas went to touch Jesus' hands.
十一个门徒见到复活的耶稣，耶稣要升天之前发生这个事。
So 11 disciples went to see Jesus the resurrected Jesus before he was before he raised to heaven.
神就把他们的以后的意义价值告诉他们了。
So God had told him everything that the meaning of their life.
一个人如果你要叫他很年轻就没有用。
If you tell a very young person that as he was young, that he's already worthless.
你就让他没有希望。
You basically gave him no hope.
你就给他没有事做。
You gave him nothing to do.
有一个心理学家讲说，一个人有三个需要。
There's a psychologist that tells us that human has three needs.
他必须有事做。
He must have things to do.
他必须有被爱跟爱。
He must have love and be loved part.
他必须有盼望。
And he must also have hope.
我们怀疑。
We question.
因为我们对神的认识不够。
Because we don't know God well enough.
今天神把华人福音带到这边来。
Today God has brought CMMC here.
把你我带到这边来。
He brought you and I here.
他有一个详尽的计划。
He has a detailed plan.
借我赐恩福。
Make me a blessing.
神有详细的计划。
God has a plan.
他告诉十一个使徒们。
He told the 11 disciples.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这里面讲到天上地下一切的权柄都赐给我了。这里的权柄在希腊的新约圣经里面出现103次。
Here says the authority of heaven and on earth. The word authority has appeared 103 times.
In Greek.
In Greek.
我们翻译在 NIV 里面翻译有成为能力有69次。
In the NIV Bible, it translates this word to power 69 times.
转翻译成权柄 authority 29次
translate to authority 29 times
这句话的意思天上地下的权柄都赐给我了神告诉这些有怀疑的使徒们
here Jesus basically tell those people who have questioned or doubted him that he has all the authority on heaven and earth
你知道他在说什么吗
So what was he talking about?
耶稣告诉他我是万王之王万主之主
Here God told him that he was the king of kings Lord of lords
他说他是一个神胜过死亡的神
He said he also has the power to overcome death
你们知道在启示录里面讲他是什么吗
so,
在启示录里面神圣经圣灵怎么记载他们当人看到神的时候，耶稣基督说：“他们怎么称呼他吗？”
So do you know what was he called in Revelation?
他叫圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
His name was Holy, Holy, Holy.
你知道什么叫做圣哉在希伯来文里面的意思吗
？Do you know what the word holy means in Hebrew?
圣洁，神说我是圣洁的，你们必须圣洁。
He said, "I'm pure, that you must be pure as well."
圣洁的意思在希伯来文里面意思就是分开切断
In Hebrew the word holy means separation
神要以色列民走一条分开 separate 跟切割 cut 的一条路
Lord wants the Jewish to, I'm sorry Lord wants the Israelite to walk in a separated as well as the path that has been cut off
意思就是他是非常独一的
because he's
unique
he's unique
他非常 unique 所以神在这里面耶稣告诉这些门徒讲说他们有怀疑的但是他说天上地下一切的权柄都给他了
here many disciples were still doubting but Jesus told them that he has the authority of all the heavens and earth
有一个人曾经这样说过他说一个人我要用英文讲我带着用中文翻译哈If you have nothing to die for, then have nothing to live for. 如果你没有在人生中里面，你没有一件事情值得你为他而死的话，其实你没有意义活着。Let me repeat again. If you don't have things to die for, then you have no mean to live for. 这个意思就是说，你们很不懂哈，小孩子听不懂哈，意思就是说神必须成为一切的一切。That means God should be the everything of all things. Everything of all things. God should be that way. 在这里面，当这个耶稣面对这些有疑惑的、不太清楚的小信的，就像你我一样，你说我来到了华人福音会，我华人福音搬到这边来啊，就这样子吧。
So as Jesus was facing those people in doubt, people with little faith, that is kind of like, you know, when you and I come to CMNC, is this all?
这不是神的意思。
This is not God's plan.
神说，所以你们要去。
So God said that you must go.
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
给他们施洗归于父子圣灵的名。
So you baptize them to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这叫传福音。
This is disciple.
这叫做分享福音。
This is go out and spread the gospel.
孩子们告诉我什么叫做福音。
So the kids, can you tell us what's the meaning of spreading the gospel?
弟兄姊妹，请你告诉我什么叫福音。
So brothers and sisters, can you also tell me that, the meaning?
福音就是神的自己。
Spreading the gospel is God Himself.
神就是好消息。
God is the good news.
耶稣基督本人道成肉身就是好消息。
Jesus Christ became flesh is the good news.
人的罪赦免就是好消息。
That our sins have been saved is also good news.
人与神和好，生命改变就是好消息。
That our life has changed and be closer with God is also good news.
好消息就是福音。
Good news is also the God.
使我们能够成为祝福 ，a blessing 就是一个好消息。
So you and I can be a blessing is also a good news.
这就是福音。
This is the God.
没有办法跟神分开。
We cannot be separated from God.
里面需要神的救恩。
We need God.
需要神的这个受死。
We need God's resurrection.
需要神的复活。
We need His death. We need His resurrection.
需要神的性情与神的性情有份。
We need to know His personality, His character.
所以我们神给我们教会，在给门徒们一个意义，他们知道他们十一个门徒神要升天了，又给他们一个托付。给告诉他们生命的意义跟价值。
You know, Jesus told the 11 disciples the meaning of their life and give them a purpose.
去。
Tell them to go.
成为祝福。
Become blessing.
也祝福别人。
And bless others.
但是如此而已吗？
But is that all?
没有。
No.
看下去。
If we continue.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这就是做 make a disciple, 就是门徒训练。
This is the discipleship.
如果说你只是传福音，在生命里面传福音，但也必须在真理上传福音。
So if you only spread the gospel, but you also must spread the gospel in truth.
今天我们谈到今年的主题是真理与生命。
Here we talked about this year's theme is the truth and life.
我不晓得这句话在年终的时候，今年这个主日是上半年的最后一个主日。
So this is the last service of the first half of the year.
真理跟生命在基督徒你的身上，你的心里面，这句话有没有跟耶稣一样，在你的心里一样，也一样的？真理与生命在你心里面有反应。
So the truth in life has any changing, has it changed your life? Because that's what God has asked us to do.
我们上个礼拜的祷告会只有四个人，连我。
Last prayer meeting, there were only four people, including Estella.
我 来到现在没有超过十二个的。
Since I have started here, the prayer meeting has not had more than 12 people.
大概只有几次超过十二个。
There were a few times that had more than 12 people.
所罗门献殿以后，对他的殿说，这是万人祷告的殿。
After Solomon had dedicated this temple, he also said, this is the temple for prayers.
我们献殿了。
We have dedicated our church.
神是非常详细的神。
God is a very detail-oriented.
你想神要做什么下一步？
So what do you think God's next step is?
我们现在有短宣队在中国。
Now we have a mission team in Asia.
我们慢慢会有更多短宣队出去。
We will have more and more mission team to go out.
短宣出去就是传福音。
The mission team go out is to spread the gospel.
在这边讲就是与神的性情有关系，那是生命。
Here it tells us that it's very closely related to God's nature.
教会的使命第二个就是教导。
The second meaning of the church is to teach.
凡我所吩咐你们都教训他们遵守。
For those, teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这就是真理的部分。
This is the truth.
主日学，我们又开始新的一季。
The Sunday school, we have just started a new schedule.
我们的主日学，你花多少时间在预备在上呢？
So how much time have you spent on preparing or attending the Sunday school?
我们礼拜五会有Bible study.
Friday night we also have Bible study.
我们会有查经的礼拜五的晚上。你欢喜参加吗？
Do you like to participate in the Bible study?
刚刚我们看那个录像带里面提到了。
Earlier we saw the video.
圣经在那边。
There's a Bible on one side.
圣经会到我这边来。
Will the Bible walk towards you?
小朋友，你告诉我，刚刚那个没有手没有脚的，他说那个圣经站在那边，这圣经是到他这边来，还是他过去圣经那边
？So the children, can you answer Pastor Lo that the Bible was sitting in front of Nick? Do you know if Nick has to go towards the Bible or the Bible was going to go towards Nick?
Johnny
has to go towards the Bible.
That's right. 对的，我们必须一步步走向去。
We have to walk in the step by step towards the Bible.
我在欧洲碰到很多大的教会。
In Europe, I have attended many big churches.
其中一个很大的教会就在那个乌克兰的黑海旁边。Ukraine.
There was one big church that was in Ukraine.
我现在忘记那个地名了。
I forgot the name of the location.
我从基辅要坐到另一个。海边城市大概要坐十个小时的那个火车。
So it had taken me over 10 hours train ride to go to this church by the ocean.
黑海很漂亮。
The Black Sea is very beautiful.
临着黑海有一个非常非常大的一个建筑，教堂建筑。
This church was right next to the Black Sea.
没有人。
Not many people there.
建筑之雄伟。非常美丽，观光客都在那边拍。
The church was very magnificent. Many tourists were taking pictures.
现在谁在那边聚会
？So who was worshiping in that church?
韩国人、中国人。
Korean and Chinese were worshiping in that church now.
华人福音会有没有可能变这样子
？So can CMC become that church?
圣经箴言里面讲，阳光之下没有新鲜的事。Beneath the sun, there's nothing new. In the proverb, 箴言里面，本来就是如此的。
And just like that.
所有的事发生的，已发生的事还要再发生。
The main thing that happened, it will happen again.
神现在也给我们有一个命令。
So God has commanded us.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All of the authorities from heaven and sky have been.
所以你们要去。
So we must go.
使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So we may disciple them in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的
，the things that I have commanded you,
都教训他们遵守。
Teach them to obey.
我就常与你们同在。
then I am with you always.
直到世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
最后一个故事。
The last story.
我想跟你们讲。
I'd like to tell you.
你们听完的故事，我们就结束。
After you hear the story, we'll.
我知道你们都累了。
I know you're very tired.
但是这个故事一定要听。
But you must hear this story.
醒来一下好不好？
Can you try to wake up?
站起来一下好吗？
Let's all stand, please.
都站起来了，请你坐下好不好？
Now you're okay, so please be seated.
有一只鸟在夜晚飞向海港的一个灯塔上。
Now there was a bird at night that was flying towards the lighthouse.
他说你的光不像太阳，也不像月亮，有什么用处？
Your light is not like the light of sun, the moon, so what's the purpose?
灯塔点点说，是，你说的对。
So the lighthouse just bowed his head and said yes.
他说我的光是没有日月一样那么漂亮。
The lighthouse said, my light is not as bright as the sun and moon.
但是我如果不发光呢，海外的船就要触礁了。
So if I don't shine the light, then all the ships on the sea will have accidents.
这只鸟听了呢，也有道理，就飞到马路旁边的路灯那边去了。
So the bird thought about it and he agreed, and then the bird it flew to a light pole on the street.
他就嘲弄那个路灯啊，他说：“你这很算什么光啊
？”So he and so I'm sorry, it asked the light pole. So what kind of light are you?
你连那个灯塔的灯就光都不如啊。
Your light is not as bright as the lighthouse.
他说你停止发光好了。
Why don't you just stop shining?
这个路灯回答说。
So the light pole answered.
他说你说的都对。
Whatever you say is right.
你看在马路上的行人车辆都需要我的光，不然会发生意外的。
You see, all the traffic and people on the street, they all need my light, otherwise they will have accidents.
以后这只鸟就飞到乡下里面去了。
So this bird flew to the country.
他看到一个灯笼、灯泡。
He saw a light outside of the house.
他说：“哈，从来没见过这种样子的光。
”I've seen this, never seen this light.
日月不如，灯塔不如，连路灯都不如。
It's not as bright as the light of the sun, the moon, the light of the flashlight.
他说：“你熄了吧，熄灯吧。
”So why don't you just turn it off?
这个灯笼就跟他讲说，我的光虽比不上别人呢，但是我的主人现在从田间走回来，他需要这个光指示他的方向。
So this light by the house told the bird that if I don't shine, that my owner will be coming back from the farm. If I don't shine, he's not going to be able to find the house.
这只鸟就自觉无趣。
So the bird just thought about it and just
feel boring.
He
然后就走了，然后他就走了。
He flew away.
然后他在夜空中飞的时候，突然看到一个小茅房里面露出一点一点的灯。
So as it was flying, it saw a very a small light in the house.
原来是菜油灯。
It was a very small
vegetable oil lamp.
Vegetable.
I don't know. Okay.
Vegetable oil light.
Okay.那被风吹的怎么样，在抖，那个灯啊不是连续的，一直在抖，一下亮一下暗，一下亮一下暗。
It was shaking because the wind was blowing at it.
他说这大概是全世界最小的光了。
So it says that this must be the smallest light in this world.
他说真是没有用处的光。
This light is useless.
这个小小的油灯，菜油灯就跟他说了。
This very small light told the bird.
他说先生
Mister,
我主人的儿子今天晚上病得很重
The son of my owner is very ill today
我们的主人必须在半夜夜晚常常起来检查他这个儿子
My owner must get up at night to take care of the son
否则他的儿子有可能今天过不了今晚
Maybe his son may not be able to pass tonight
圣经说你们是世上的光
In Bible that you're the light of the world
你们的光也当这样照在人前 马太福音五章十四到十六。
You're the light of the world.
五章十四节，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为。
You are the light of the world. The city. I'm sorry.
十四节，还有十六节。
In the same way that your light shine before men.
便将当人看到你们的好行为的时候，便将荣耀归给神。
That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
今天神给教会的大使命是真理跟生命。
Today the great commission that we have gotten from our Lord is the truth and the life.
神要借着个人，借着教会，成为这世代的祝福。
God wants to use us individually as well as the church to become the blessing of all nations.
神呼召我们成为这个世代的领袖。
God has called us to be the leader of this world.
因为我们像大卫一样服侍了这个世代。
Because just like David, we are serving this world.
只要我们肯发光。
If we are willing to shine a light,
神的荣耀就得到彰显。
God's glory will be glorified.
你我生命的意义、尊严、价值。
Because of your meaning, your character, your personality.
全在神的这句话。
It's all in God's word.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the path, I'm the light, I'm the life.
我们跟随他。
We must follow him.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
现在我们谢谢你，一个 quarter 我们有一次的这一个joint service.
Holy Father, we thank you that you give us a combined service once a quarter.
虽然时间拉长了
Even though the time has stretched,
但是在信心里面求神的话语
In faith, we ask God's word,
借着圣灵住在人的心里面
We ask the Holy Spirit to live in our heart,
塑造神的性情在人的里面
So we may build God's character in ourselves.
使我们有一个成为有一个反应的人。
So we have, so we may become persons that we will respond.
也愿意你自己的天上地下一切的权柄的能力。
May all your authority from heaven and sky.
扶持坚固他的教会。
Support and strengthen his own church.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.